With Bookbeat, I'm Don Swain. It's not hard to figure out why Jim Lehrer has an ongoing passion for buses. Back in his hometown of Wichita, Kansas, his father worked for the Santa Fe Trailways Bus Company. And then in the 1940s, Lehrer's dad struck out on his own.
Started his own bus company called Kansas Central Lines. Went from Wichita up to Lehigh, and then went west to McPherson, and then east to Emporia. It lasted for exactly a year and went belly up.
Jim Lehrer's mom wound up driving one of the buses, his dad the other. Lehrer, half of the PBS-TV broadcast, the McNeil Lehrer NewsHour, wrote about that period in his family's life in a memoir called We Were Dreamers. Like One-Eyed Mac, the hero of Lehrer's new novel, Kick the Can, the teenage Jim Lehrer knew by heart all of the bus schedules across the country and used to match wits with his brother.
The game that my brother and I'd play, he'd say, Cincinnati! And I would have to name all the bus companies that came into Cincinnati.
Today, Jim Lehrer collects all sorts of bus memorabilia.
The room that I write in, where I have my word processor and everything, is called the bus room. It's down in the basement, and it's covered with old Bus Depot signs. Instead of window shades, I have destination signs. You know, the front of the bus, and they roll it up, you know, New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Wichita.
Jim Lehrer's amusing, often touching novel, Kick the Can, is the tale of a one-eyed youth and his odyssey by bus through the Midwest, published by Putnam. Jim Lehrer sees no conflict between his journalism and his fiction.
I became a newspaper man to make a living while to support my writing.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. When Jim Lehrer was a kid in Wichita, Kansas, his mother would warn him to be careful when he went out to play Kick the Can because it could put his eye out. That's just what happens to Mac, the hero of Lehrer's new novel, Kick the Can.
What I had was just an idea, and the idea was simply this kid. I was in Kansas, and what would happen if he had a great plan for his life and suddenly lost his eye, how would he cope?
So in 1949, One-Eyed Mac takes to the road by bus. Kick the Can is a nostalgic, good-natured chronicle of that odyssey. Jim Lehrer himself traveled those Midwestern byways, but by car, not bus.
What was so fun about this gave me an excuse to go do this and to go back into these little towns and act like I was the One-Eyed Mac.
Jim Lehrer studied journalism at the University of Missouri. A series of newspaper jobs led to his role as co-anchor on the McNeil Lehrer NewsHour and to his first novel, Viva Max. Despite the journalism, Lehrer says he's never lost the compulsion to write fiction.
What has happened as a result of these years I've been in journalism is I have something to write about. I have some stories I want to tell that I've picked up in 27 years as a journalist.
Kick the Can marks the debut of Jim Lehrer's hero, One-Eyed Mac, who is to return in Lehrer's next novel.
Mac's going to go on forever if I have my way. Maybe the readers and Putnams may not agree, but as far as I am concerned, I'd love to write about him for the rest of my life.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Jim Lehrer is a triple threat man, broadcast journalist and co-anchor of the McNeil Lehrer NewsHour on PBS, a published novelist, and a playwright.
I had a heart attack 4 years ago and a bypass, and I was recovering, and I very much wanted to get back to my fiction writing, which I had not done for several years. And I didn't have the energy at the time, I think. The idea of starting a novel just seemed too much. And my wife, who is a novelist, said, I want you to write a play.
Jim Lehrer said, I don't know how. Kate Lehrer said, learn. So he did. Two plays ran in New York and Washington, while a third, Church Key Charlie Blue, was staged in Jackson, Mississippi, home of the Eudora Welty new play series.
When I was doing this play at the New Stage Theater in Jackson, Mississippi, she came to rehearsal, sat there next to me every day.
Eudora Welty holding his hand. Jim Lehrer's third book, Kick the Can, is a delightful novel published by Putnam. The story of a young man named One-Eyed Mac who travels throughout Texas and the Midwest on the eve of the Korean War. Jim Lehrer's wife, Kate, is also a published novelist, and they read each other's stuff, which sometimes causes tension.
When you write something, you give it to somebody, you want them to say, this is the most wonderful thing I have ever read in my life. Anything short of that is subject to assassination.
Despite his fiction, Jim Lehrer has no plans to abandon journalism.
Journalism is still the best racket going. I mean, people actually pay me money to go do interesting things.
With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.